Five Live, Crumb Exposure, at the Expo Center, Sharjah.
Live right here on Pulse 95 Radio, covering everything Exposure. Joined with me here is Omnia Saleh as we get you through this hour, highlighting the daily agenda from the workshops to the seminars to world-class exhibitions. But my favorite part is usually the world-class photographers that we get to converse with. And here with us is yet another one. This is Susie Belianska, who is a photographer and artist with a passion for capturing visual stories, particularly through the art of portrait photography. Her fascination with the intricate details of the human face, the play of light and shadow that insinuates its contour, and the emotion it conveys drives her to create compelling and evocative portraits that tell unique narratives. With a background in the fashion industry, she transitioned from full-time photography in 2007, capturing diverse campaigns and catalogs for national and international brands such as Vogue Italia, GQ, and the Financial Times. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Hi, it's very nice to meet you. Nice to be here.
It is an honor having you right here with us on the show. Susie, your work it speaks volume, and looking at it, it definitely gives that fairy tale-esque, it blends us between reality and a fairy tale. And so looking at it, I really want to dive deep into your work, Secret Garden. It is a project that you've worked on that basically gives us an unprecedented view of the enchanting Villa Lante. It is known as Italy's most beautiful park, and it's such a beautiful blend of fine art photography and fashion, where your experience also kicks in, and we see both reality and surrealism coexisting. And so can you talk to us a little bit more about it, and how do you approach creating such dreamlike environments in your portraits?
Yes, it was very important for this project was also location, which is incredible location near to Rome in Italy. And it was so difficult to get permission to shoot in the garden. And we wanted to create this mystery atmosphere. So we choose very particular, the parts of the garden more mysterious, like the fairy tale. And then we help us also with the particular dresses. They are not really, really fashion dresses. They are more like prototypes, for the theater, for the particular project. So to create this dream atmosphere, we help us in that way to give this surreal feeling like a dream. And this was that.
I will say that I got a chance to see your exhibition, and like you said, it's a bit of a fever dream when you step in, like Alice in Wonderland. Some of the especially the other part, the Dreamlike Encounters collection of these almost porcelain-esque looking dolls, but they're actually, these are human subjects, but the way you have captured them, and I'm sure that was arduous in itself, it feels uncanny, it feels surreal, and it's so enamoring. When I look at it, I'm like, is this a real person or not? But I think there's a bigger message. For me personally, the way I look at it is we as humans and our obsession for the pursuit of perfection, especially when it comes to beauty. And I think what you captured here is, beauty, if it was perfected, but it comes with a scary price in a sense. That's at least how I resonated with it. Can you tell us a little bit more about
that?
Yes,
of course. Yeah, it's a bit strange feeling. I was inspired by Sigmund Freud theory, Unheimliche, and this means, uncanny, that something that it looks real, but it reels not. So this is the strange feeling, the point. So also the dolls are a bit strange because it looks like human, but it is not. And this was my sensation I want to express, because also about artificial intelligence, now that we are facing, also it seems that you hear real human voice, but it's not human. Mm-hmm. And then maybe later we will meet some robot that will look like a human, but actually it's not. And this is this strange feeling that maybe one time we would like to act, and we will have some feeling feelings also to this robot, because they feel so real, so human. But the feeling anyway, it's very strange. And you know, also, you know, this transformation of the human, you know, these days also a lot of women, they are doing, you know, a plastic surgery, you know.
Perfecting.
And they
see
also, yes, the perfect, very, very similar. And they started to look like not real. It's not anymore like, you know, it's we are transforming ourselves. So, you know, it seems like it's about sensation, that it's strange. It's a bit uncanny. So this is that project.
I really agree with a lot of what you're saying here, you know, especially when it comes to vanity. Our obsession with trying to look the best, beautiful part of ourselves.
We lose our humanity.
We lose our humanity. We lose that acceptance that, you know, when I look at those imagery, the porcelain dolls, I'm like, for as much as it is perfect, I yearn for the flaws. Mm. I yearn for the little cracks that are not there. And I think that's another message that is also put in there. Again, check out this exhibition. It has a lot to say just from first value.
Absolutely. Susie, looking at your work, you know, you approached the technological advancements from a very artistic point of view. You raised awareness about how immersed our world has become. Every other day you hear someone talking about a new artificial intelligence or generative AI. And so my question to you, with your work, we've seen a lot of questions being raised about privacy erosion and how seamless the integration with technology has been. So what change do you hope to create through your images and through your photos in the world when it comes to safeguarding our humanity and the human essence of our connection?
Yes, the question also about privacy now is, you know, quite important, because, you know, now we do also, you know,
there's no boundary.
Yes, there is no boundary. Exactly, and we all use, you know, like Instagram, and with the you know, put all our pictures and everything. But sometimes, you know, it could be also dangerous. We are giving too much information about us, and sometimes even, you know, we even realize how much we give to the public. So maybe to be also a bit aware about.
And yes. That's very important for the audience to take in. You know, looking through this collection, I'm really curious about how you brought it to life, because it must have been quite challenging, you know, dressing these. I keep thinking of them as dolls, how perfect they look, but dressing the humans, making sure that the elements in the photos kind of match together, because we're looking at environmental backgrounds matching with the subjects themselves. So how did you plan it so perfectly?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of research, you know. The first we prepare all layout, and then I was going personally with my stylist, and we chose everything to the perfection. So, you know, everything had to fit, especially in the, you know, Anheimliche, the project Anheimliche. It was very important to have all these old dresses, and a lot of dresses are like from the 1920 years. So,
yes,
it's very, very particular. So it was not easy to get it, but we did a big research. So in that way, we managed it somehow. And there was also great makeup artists and hairstylists. So this was also important, because we transformed those girls completely. If you see those girls in reality, they look really different. So.
I think your exhibition speaks volumes about the uncertain future of, I would say, virtual idealism. You know, we all have this thing when we have virtual identities, we want to gatekeep everything. We want to only put the best of ourselves out there, when it doesn't really truly define us. And then there's the entire movement of...
We become these dolls online.
Yes, and speaking of dolls, there's the virtual celebrities on live streams, where people... they're almost becoming like these major, they're bringing in these major fan bases, but this is just like a virtual character. And we don't know how, we don't know where that's going to go in the near future. There was a great film I watched a while back called Her, and it was about a lonely man who, you know, got a virtual reality girlfriend, and he grew a little bit too close to it, and he really thought it was real, but it was only ever virtual. And I think there's a time, maybe soon enough, where this is going to be a lot more plausible, and it's going to happen as people feel like they're just becoming pathologically online more often. And your exhibition has a lot of that. I feel like it taps into that very uncertain message of, you know, where is this idealism, this surreal perfection really going to take us?
Yes, it's true. Also, if you consider how many filters girls are using, you know, and it's incredible. I think we don't need it. We need more natural things. I think this is beautiful and this is particular. We shouldn't be all dolls, you know, without character. It's beautiful to have, for example, also big nose, you know, small
celebrate
eyes,
the imperfections.
Yes,
celebrate
exactly,
ourselves.
Because, yes, exactly, because everyone is beautiful in his way, her way. This is real perfection. We are different, and we are different in beautiful way. So don't be a doll. Dolls, we let's be ourselves. Let's
exactly.
be our nature.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is such a beautiful
Very
message.
Very well said.
Absolutely.
Suzy Bilyansky, an absolute pleasure having you here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I recommend to check out her photo exhibition titled The Dreamlike Encounters, but also The Secret Garden. This is a two-part collection, and each of them with their own very profound messages behind them. And I'm going to have to go back there again.
Now that you spoke to Suzy.
For as scary as it is, I want to go back. There's that thrill to it again. Yeah.
But I definitely agree with Mikhail. I was looking at them and I was really wishing I'd find a flaw. Like, you're too perfect. I'd look at them and they don't look human anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here.
It's an honor.
Such a pleasure.
Oh, it's an
thank
honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a short break, but coming up next, we're highlighting more of the agenda, the award ceremony happening later today, and so much more right here on Pulse 95.